Hey you, wherever you are in the world right now, thank you so much for being here with me. We know that we live in some volatile times and we know that the world is changing. So let's create a bridge as we travel through one another's countries, removing all the labels, coming together as one people, finding our home in one world. And as we do this, this is why our signature talk today, kicking yourself out of the nest, is so important. So let's settle in as we jump right in. And today I'm very excited to welcome my guest to the show. Her name is Liz Tobin. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Very excited to hear this message you have. Liz actually is a certified Renaissance repatterning practitioner.
It's a mouthful.
Resonance repatterning. And she's a visionary who calls herself a multidimensional cosmic closet cleaner. That's a mouthful too. Because she works with groups of people to clear limiting patterns from the collective field. Liz is a pioneer in using the breakthrough process of distance healing proxy groups for individuals and collective healing. She is internationally respected as a caring and gifted practitioner who offers private one-on-one sessions and group sessions via telephone, the computer, and also through distance healing by proxy. Liz started her professional life as an attorney, but she left the law in search of something more uplifting that would allow her to help others bring out concrete positive changes in their lives. This quest brought her to work at a battered women's shelter. And then she went on to become an executive director of a transitional housing program for homeless women in recovery from substance abuse, and later became the executive director of a community organizing coalition. Holy freaking smokes, you have a resume. That's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about how you get into this field of getting into, how'd you say it? You corrected me on it.
Resonance.
Repatterning.
Yes. Well, as you can see from my bio, I have had quite a circuitous route to actually land into my calling. And at each step of the way, I felt like I really had to kick myself out of the nest. So I started as an attorney, and I remember I was at work. It was a Tuesday morning, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I have my head down on my desk, and I'm thinking, I have to find another way to make a living. This is really, really not for me. I just felt so weighted down and oppressed by being an attorney. And so I decided that I would kick myself out of the nest, find something else to do. And that's when I went to work for the Battered Women's Shelter. And at each stage, I would work at a job. I would love that job for a little while, and then I would feel like, no, this isn't quite it. And I did that for about 10 years until I finally found resonance repatterning. And I've been doing that now professionally since 2001.
Wow. I know this is something that so many people struggle with, is trying to find their true self in their career. I hear this so often from people where they're trying these different things and they're going through life. And really, a lot of times people are doing it because of money. Like, they feel like it's the money that drives them into a field, and then they get stuck there and then they feel like they can't leave. So I love your idea, kicking yourself out of the nest and just totally shaking up your world and redesigning life and making it totally something that you own, that is a very authentic space for you, because I think everybody has that within them. It's just a matter of tapping into it. So share with me, what are some things that you've learned over the course of your life that really brought you into this space? Because I can't imagine it was just your head down on the desk one day saying, I can't do this anymore. It was probably some more, like, there were probably some other things that happened as well to get you into that place.
Well, I call it the soul patrol. It's when, it's like that quote from Anais Nin, when she talks about the pain of staying in a tight bud was more than the pain of blossoming, you know? So the soul patrol, I call it, it's that nagging feeling that this isn't the right fit for me. I've got to make a change. And it keeps on nagging at you, pushing you until you finally make the change. And if you don't make the change, you're just going to be miserable until you finally do muster up the courage, kick yourself out of the nest and take that leap.
Yeah. So did you have a practice run, or was there something that you did that kind of redefined how this was going to go for you? Like, was there something that changed in your life that you've never done before and it gave you the confidence to be able to go in a new direction?
Well, I think leaving the law was probably the first part of it. And then I went to work at the Battered Women's Shelter. I really loved that for a long time. And then I got really burnt out. And then my husband and I at the time decided to go to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands because they had just had a hurricane and he had always wanted to work in disaster recovery. He was a carpenter. And at that time, I was feeling burnt out, like I needed to change. I needed a break. So I was like, yeah, I'll go to the Caribbean. Let's do that. So we thought it was going to be like maybe a 6-month little hiatus, and it turned into 18 months. And my family thought we were crazy because basically what we did was we packed up 2 duffel bags, we got on a plane, and we landed in the Virgin Islands in St. Thomas in the midst of this hurricane reconstruction. As it turned out, the week before we landed there, they had just gotten their electricity on. And so they were really still in like disaster recovery mode. And that time on that island really opened my eyes to a different way of living. That people on the island, they really were in tune with like what it was that they wanted to do with their life in terms of like a holistic aspect of it, not just like focused on, like, I'm from Boston, so in Boston, the Northeast, you know, this very focused career path, climb the ladder, this is what you do, sort of like you have a career to make money to live, whereas in the Virgin Islands, it was totally flipped around, was like you just sort of like piece together your income so you can have the lifestyle that you want, so the lifestyle kind of dictates more than sort of the quote-unquote career path. And in the Virgin Islands, it just opened me to so many different new ways of thinking. I came across a few books that really were instrumental. The Celestine Prophecy was one of them. The Course in Miracles was another. This idea of most people there at that time had like a little apartment attached to their house. And so they would have like a little income from their house. It was like, oh, that's an interesting way, you know, rather than working really hard, you can have your house like bring in a little bit of income. And so it was this whole sort of idea about like how to create a lifestyle rather than have a career.
Yeah. And that idea of just like leaving everything that you once knew and just having 2 duffel bags. I don't know a lot of people who would have the courage to just leave everything like that. I think that would be a very, very difficult thing for most people to do. So it's interesting, you know, that you just did that. You just like up and left, and this work you've done with the women's shelter and, you know, just feeling the burnout of that. I mean, I have to imagine that would be taxing to do that kind of work, you know, day in and day out. So I could understand that burnout feeling, but just leaving everything and, you know, going to a new place that you've never been is just so fascinating. So when you go there and you're in this space of doing this humanitarian work that you were doing, that itself is so impactful to the people of the island. And I can't even imagine what it's like for them to be in a space where they're not living with electricity and having had, you know, their homes destroyed from a hurricane and from that vantage point. But what did it do in regards to your life in the sense of this living in Boston in this space where you're constantly climbing the ladder, constantly defining yourself with money, to just totally going to a space where money is a tool? Like, how did that work for you?
It took a little while for that to sort of sink in. And when we left the Virgin Islands, we came back to Boston, and I was still cycling in and out of jobs. And I think what it did for me was it gave me a different perspective about how I could live my life in more in alignment with who I am and what it is that I want to contribute to the world, so that each time the Soul Patrol comes knocking and it's time to make another move, it just got easier and easier because I'd already sort of had that experience behind me, and it helped me to develop some trust in my own intuition and in the support and the resources that are there, that just, you know, trusting that the resources will be there when I need them, rather than feeling like everything needs to be in a line before I can make a move. It's like most people, when they're going to make a move, you know, they gather all of their resources. They want to know, like, how am I going to do this? What's going to be the outcome? So it helped me to sort of trust without knowing what the outcome is. So basically, I just need to figure out what's my first step, and the other steps will reveal themselves. The resources I need at each step will show up. The information I need to take my next step will show up.
Wow, that is really truly amazing that you had the ability and insight to see it like that, because I know in the United States, money is everything in the sense of it defines your lifestyle, how you live, you know, classification of people. Like, there's just so many things that money labels you with. So to be able to just put that aside, and I think in this day and age, when we're living in a space where the entire globe's in a global pandemic, and just people losing their jobs and reevaluating, being forced to reevaluate what it was they were doing, whether or not it was making them happy, whether or not it's something that they should continue or maybe to let go of and decide to take a new direction. I mean, you're basically saying, I give you permission to do that. Like, it's okay to do that. And that's really nice to hear, because I think a lot of people are afraid, really afraid. So were you ever afraid? I mean, did you ever feel afraid?
All the time. Absolutely. Absolutely. And yet the Soul Patrol, you know, that concept of the Soul Patrol, it was like my discomfort in the status quo was got to be greater than my fear of making a move. And that's, you know, what gave me the impetus. You know, the Soul Patrol just, you know, kept pushing me, kept knocking. And I felt like I didn't have any choice, because I knew that what I was doing was not a good fit for me. So I had no choice. I had to, you know, answer the call. The Soul Patrol comes knocking. You got to answer the call. And it's interesting, because when I got back from St. Thomas, I was cycling in and out of jobs really quickly. And I landed in an internet company. And this was back in 2000, where the internet boom was really going gangbusters. And, you know, everybody was going to get stock options and be a millionaire and retire early. And it was just a really exciting, creative time. And then I got hired in like January of 2000. By March of 2000, the internet bubble had burst. And the company that I was working for, all of a sudden, it went from being this really exciting, creative space to being this like fear-filled pressure cooker. That it was like they were like a chicken with their head cut off, in that it seemed like every week there was a new focus, a new vision. And I could see the writing on the wall literally one day when I walked into work and there was a banner in the staff lounge and it said, "Kill AOL." And I said to myself, okay, this company's doomed, because if that's our new mission, that says nothing about who we're serving and what we're doing and why we're doing it. They have totally lost their vision. Now they're like, they're just reacting out of fear. And during that time, I had been introduced to resonance repatterning and was using the resonance repatterning process through that time. And I decided in that moment, when I saw that Kill AOL banner, that I was going to really focus on learning resonance repatterning, because I could see at some point this company was going to go down the tubes. And my hope was it was going to be in 5 years when I was totally vested. And actually what happened was, like 6 months later, I was unemployed. And so I decided to use that time to reinvent myself, to get certified in resonance repatterning and to start my practice. And I decided not to go look for another job, because the time that I would be spending at that job would have been time taken away from actually building my practice. And so that was, you know, it's kind of like I could see a parallel between that time and 2008, when the economy crashed, and again, a parallel to what's going on today in the pandemic, that a lot of people are going to be forced to reinvent themselves. And I was lucky that I had this tool, resonance repatterning, to help me work through the fear, help me work through the blocks, and help me to align my energy with what I was trying to create. But yeah, it was intense.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that throughout your journey in life, things that you think are uncomfortable, or those moments of change that really are uncomfortable. Like I always say, when you're uncomfortable, you're changing and you're blooming. And that's a beautiful place to be, right? But those moments that we're uncomfortable and we're changing are actually springboards into our next space. They're the springboards that allow us to be where it is that we're going. And I see that in your journey with your life, like as you had talked about, just going from the space of being a lawyer and being very successful, but not enjoying it. And then, you know, kind of just throwing caution to the wind and, you know, taking these next steps. I mean, it's just been really amazing. And for anyone listening, and they're questioning their own journey and their own discomfort, I mean, it really is okay to explore and move forward with whatever it is that they're being called to do. As you said, the soul patrol knocking. But I wonder too, if you could talk a little bit about that soul patrol piece. Like, how does it knock on people that it is showing up in such a way that it's kind of signaling to you that maybe where you're at right now isn't where you're supposed to be?
Well, speaking from my own experience, for me, the soul patrol shows up as anxiety, a deep sense of discontent. It shows up as just feeling really like weighted down and oppressed, dreading going to work, dreading facing another day at whatever job I was in. So it comes on gradually for me. For other people, it might be an illness. It might be a sudden loss of job. It could be the death of a loved one, or it could be a car accident. It could be a divorce. You know, anything that sort of like shakes up your world that forces you to really look at what you're doing and why you're doing it, and to ask yourself, is this really what I want to be doing? You know, for some people, it's a huge shakeup. For me, it's kind of like a slow, nagging dread, you know, that's just so uncomfortable. It's like, who wants to live their life every day in anxiety and dread?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then as the evolutionary process begins, can you explain a little bit more about that transformative process that people would go through like you did?
Well, I can only speak from my own experience, and I can remember from the time I left the law until I found residence repatterning, I would pray. I remember one time I was literally on my knees praying, please give me a calling. Please. There must be something I can do that would sustain me in a livelihood that would also be uplifting for myself and for other people. I prayed over the course of like 10 years. And each time I would get a new job, it was like, okay, some of those jobs I knew, this is only temporary. And some of those jobs was like, oh, this is like a really great fit for me. I'm really excited to do this. And then after a few years, it would be like, ooh, the Soul Patrol comes back and it's like, oh no, this isn't a good fit for me at all. So what I found was that each of those jobs that I did created sort of like you said, you know, you've got quite the resume. It was like each one like gave me a skill set and the gift of experience that I could then take into the next position, the next iteration of my career, until finally, with the resonance repatterning, being an energy healer in that practice, I was able to sort of put it all together and use that whole, all of that experience and skills that I had sort of been piecing together, thinking that I'm like drifting and cycling in and out of jobs, and there's no rhyme or reason to this path that I'm on, and please give me a calling, you know. Finally, it sort of all the pieces came together.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I love the idea of just being in your authenticity, you know, just being in your authentic space as far as what it is that your higher self and your heart desires for yourself. It's just so beautiful. And I know right now, you know, like I said, there's so many people in the world that are doing this self-exploratory process right now. So I love your message today about kicking yourself out of the nest, because I think it's so on point with the world that we're living in right now, and people just taking a different perspective on where they are in life and where they're going. And as the world changes, they're changing as well, and it's okay. So it's a beautiful message, Liz, and I so appreciate it. And I do have one more question for you. If I were to find your Earth Angel feather on the ground and I were to pick it up, what would your message to the world be?
Take a leap of faith. Take the leap. Don't wait for the resources to be there. Just take the leap and trust.
That's awesome. Thank you so, so much for being with us today, Liz. It's so appreciated. And if the audience wants to connect with you, they can reach you at your website, liztobin.com. And that's spelled LIZTOBIN. That's all we have time for today. This is Catherine Daniels reminding you to live your authentic life in peace. And as always, retreat to peace. We'll see you next time.
And we're back, and I just want to jump on and say, holy cow, can you imagine? We did this interview last year during lockdown, and part of the idea behind the interview was really to get in front of people and just say, hey, as long as you're redesigning life and getting into your true authentic space, let's talk about ways how you do that. And the really cool thing about what we talked about is how we look at so many different things like money, for example. So I know a lot of people are constantly chasing the clock for money so that they can sustain their living and lifestyle and not really operating from a space of not letting money dictate you, but reinventing it so that it's more about what it is that you would like and how you would like to live. And maybe that means a more simplistic lifestyle so that you have the celebration of being in your true space. So I think for everyone, it looks different. I think for everyone, there is this place and time where we have to get to as far as what it is that we want to create for ourselves. So how do we do that when the world is changing all around us and it just feels like there's so many things that are outside of our control, and somehow, some way, we have to find a way to operate these waters and get to a place where we can still be our true self. So how do we do that? So one of the things that you can do is you can sit down and get your journal and write out the top five things that you really, really, really enjoy. Write them all out on your journal and then think about what are the top five things that you do really, really well. And then match them up and see what it is that surfaces to the top and get a gauge of who this true, authentic person is and the things that make you, you. But then also, on that same piece of paper, think about the things that make you happy. Think about the things, the places, the people, whatever it may be that makes you truly happy. Everyone has something that they find complete joy with. For some people, it could be very simple. It could be the color of a flower. It could be being outside. It could be the sheer laughter of a little baby. Or there's so many different things. So think about the things that give you joy. Think about the things that give you that happy feeling and what it is that is your true, authentic self. Part of Retreat to Peace is to bring people to a place where even when times are dark and there's this darkness that surrounds us and there's a lot of evil that surrounds us, that we can bring up our vibration and go into the light. Each and every one of us, as we raise our vibration, as we go into the light and we reach a higher state of consciousness and we reach a higher state closer to God, we naturally are healing the planet. We naturally are healing the world. We naturally are offsetting the evil forces that are trying to bring us down. So it is important to get out of a low vibe, turn your music on, switch your vibration from a low state to a high state as fast as possible, and make sure that you're eating good food. Make sure you're detoxing your body. Make sure you're detoxing your skin with Epsom salts, but detox your body with water. Detox your body by eating good foods. Make your body strong and healthy, and every decision, make it around healing. Because the world that we're living in right now, it's hard. We don't need to make it any harder. I have two very dear friends last week who confided in me that they are going through some really difficult medical things with their bodies. And both of them could be life-threatening to the point where they could lose their lives pretty quickly. We're all in this space every single day. Every single day we're in this space. But it's so important not to live in the fear. It's so important to remove fear from our vocabulary and just know that we're wrapped in the arms of our Father, our God, our Savior. And the more that we do that, the more we can give ourselves to this place and surrender, the more we're going to have peace. And it won't matter what happens to our bodies. It won't matter because we know spiritually where we're going. We know spiritually where we're going to sit, where we're going to be. It doesn't matter. When you do things right now, think about what it is that you're doing. Are you operating from anxiety, depression, a fear space, a low vibration? Or are you lifting yourself into the highest dimensional plane that you possibly can be? Recently, I read an article that stated creativity, 45 minutes of creativity will ward off depression. It will ward off anxiety. It will ward off these low vibrational states. How can you be creative for 45 minutes? There are so many ways. You can color, you can sew, you can knit, you can draw, you can paint. There's so many different ways to be creative and just use that to get your mind present in what it is that you're doing and creating and removing your mind from the space of the what ifs or the what is going to happen or all of these thoughts that create these loops inside your head that bring you down. Get out of the loops. Do the things that are going to help you rise and do the things that are going to help you get out of these circular loops. It's also important to think about where things are sitting in your body. If you're feeling the stress is sitting in a particular place in your body, take a moment to recognize where it is that it's sitting. Close your eyes. Meditate on that space. Ask that part of you to try to relax and release some of the tension that you're feeling in that space. Learn to find ways to detox your body. But get back to Liz's conversation about creating the life that you want. Is there ever a time that you can remember where you wanted something so badly, you didn't know how you were going to get it, but you found a way. You found a way to attain whatever it was that you set your mind on. That's kind of the thought process Liz is talking about. And I like her soul patrol because, again, it's this inner accountability that we have within our own bodies that keeps us on track. And when we ignore those inner voices, we tend to get off track and then things start to come undone. It's important that we take time to listen to those inner voices. And one of the things that I like to do is just journal it out. I like to just get rid of it and take a look at it, see what it is that I'm being guided or what it is that is being told to me. And for a lot of my soul work, a lot of it comes through at night, through my dreams, through the communication that I receive. There's lots of different ways that you are being communicated to from natural forces. So if you've had loved ones who've passed on and you're feeling really lonely, they might show up in different forms to let you know that they are with you, that you're not alone. So if you've seen that butterfly or that cardinal, they're there for you. They're trying to let you know that they're there for you. So thank them and just thank them for their presence because it takes so much energy for them to do that for you. And most people do believe that this is a thing, and it really is a thing. I can tell you it's a thing, but it's important to acknowledge it. It's important to let them know that you do see them, you do feel them, you do have this sixth sense that they are with you because we're all wired innately to be able to have this ability. It's not something that is selected few people have. It's something that everybody has, but it's whether or not you choose to tap into it and to use it for good. So when we talk about using it for good, it really is for that. It's to use it for good. There's so much evil in the world. There's so much evil in the world. And I think being mindful to what it is that's showing up and making a conscious decision not to engage it or not to allow it into your life is part of combating what it is that we're experiencing right now in the world. So be mindful of what it is that you are letting into your life and your family, and be mindful to what it is that you're allowing into your body, what you're allowing into your spaces. Just be mindful to where you sit with all of it. It is really important to do that. As part of our continued ongoing process of Retreat to Peace, I'm so excited that we're coming up on a year of this show. I mean, it's been absolutely phenomenal. The last couple of weeks, I had the great privilege of interviewing Jackie. We got into some really deep conversation around some really sensitive topics around sexual abuse, but also how to help heal and move and grow from that space. As we go into our coming weeks, there's going to be more topics that are going to take a deeper dive into some things that maybe you haven't thought about before. It may be eye-opening, but I think they're also important because spiritually, every single person on the planet is going through a lot. When God called me to do Retreat to Peace over a year ago, I really prayed for guidance as to what to bring to the audience. And he was abundantly clear with me that I was not to be interviewing celebrities because the celebrity scene is very corrupt. I was guided that this truly was to be for the people. This truly was to be for the space of healing the people of the world. And it was to be driven from a place of love and driven from a place of acceptance and just fully being vulnerable to the fact that we all have insecurities. We all have a space within us that there are things that are not healed. There are things that we go through in our life that sometimes force us to work through things that maybe we weren't planning to work through at times. Jackie and I talked a lot about this in our previous interview, that literally when the rug is pulled out from underneath our feet, we are now in a situation of what do we do with this information? How do we process it? How do we move forward? You can choose to bury it. You can choose to ignore it. But if you do that, it's definitely prolonging whatever it is that you need to work through. Life really is about learning. It's about growing. If you're not growing, then you're stuck. And if you're stuck, then you're not going to go where you want to go. You're not going to live your authentic life the way that you intend to live it. If you're in a space where you're angry because you haven't addressed certain things, well, take the time and address them. I mean, there's so many people right now that are really struggling with some really, really big, heavy things that are going on in their life because they've been forced to. But what if it were a test? What if it were a test of your resolve, your faith? What if it was a test of your commitment to yourself, to God? What if it was a test to see how strong you are to be able to survive whatever it is that you are being tested with? I have always said, no matter who I've talked to, when I was that little girl and my mother locked me in a closet and I had gone through so much as a little girl just with a lot of abuse and abandonment and all the different things I had experienced, I've always said that that was a gift. People would look at me like I had three heads and I would laugh and I would say, "You don't understand. It was gifted to me so I could use it for good for the world." And that's exactly what it is I'm doing. So as I come into this space of being on the air for a year with Retreat to Peace, interviewing all kinds of speakers, I'm also being guided that it is an opportunity and a time where not only do we have to raise our vibration around the globe, we have to raise our personal vibrations as far as our authenticity, our truth, how we're living in our soul self. And we have to make sure that every single person we talk to, we bring to light that part of ourselves. Because the more that we do that, the more we're going to be able to help other people. There's so much darkness, so much evil, and we really, really do have to get back to what is good. Don't dwell in evil spaces or in the darkness. Don't live there. Get out of those spaces and get into the light, your own beautiful, bright light, the way that God intended for you. So, how do you push yourself out of the nest? What do? Well, recognize where you're sitting. What does your nest look like? Is it where you want to be? Is it where you feel that you are living your best self, your best life? Is it where you feel like this is the place that I am truly authentic and in my own skin and in my own soul self, the best version of me? Not everyone is the best version of themselves because they are hiding something or they feel ashamed or they feel that they have to be something that they're not. But what if you didn't have to do that? What if you weren't intended to do that? What if your sole purpose was to be the best version of you? And how do you do that? You really do take a deeper dive into everything that is about you and healing the broken parts that you know need healing. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't be in denial. Accept what it is and start to work on it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong in being in a space of change and being in a space of growth. We are all in that same space together. But if you're going in a direction of easy and you're selling your soul for something that isn't you, you are not doing yourself justice. You're not doing the planet justice. You're not helping to heal the world. So be in your true self. Be in your authentic space, wherever you are. I know it's a struggle. Trust me, I know. I talk to people all the time. I know there's a lot of addiction. I know there's a lot of people who are really struggling with the evils of the world. They don't know what to do with it, and they do feel like they are totally at a loss as far as control. But what if you just took the time to recognize what you can control? So let's get back. Get back to that space of recognizing what you have control over and taking ownership of those things. So 45 minutes of creativity every single day to give you some peace of mind, to help take away anxiety, to help take away depression, to make you present, to give you the control that maybe you feel you don't have. And what do you gain from that? You could create beautiful pieces of art. You could create a beautiful manuscript for a book. You could create something that is so special, and it will heal your body. It will heal your soul. It will heal your mind. It will help heal your family. It will help heal the planet. Do this. Do this for yourself and do it for everyone. Everyone that is touched by your beautiful light, because they will be touched. You just don't need to see it or have to tell anybody about it, but they will be touched because your light will radiate differently. Live in that true, authentic space. You are a beautiful, beautiful person, and your soul has so much to offer this beautiful world. And even though things are evolving, it's okay because we're all in the same space. We're all growing and changing. And hopefully we'll all change in such a way that it will be even better and more beautiful than it's ever been. More beautiful than we've ever experienced. Because we all know we have to go through the darkness to get to the light. It doesn't matter what it is that you do, you have to go through the darkness to get to the light. Think about when you're born. You have to go through that dark tunnel to get to the light when you open your eyes. It's the same concept. You cannot grow unless you've gone through the darkness. And from the darkness, we can have appreciation for what's on the other side. As you prepare for this new space of surrendered peace for the life that you wish to have, the life that you wish to design, make plans to prepare for it. So what does that mean? Does that mean you streamline your assets so that you have a simpler lifestyle? Does it mean that you give away things to other people that you know can use them? The world is hard enough, and we all need to work together. And when you have this sense of worry that is just taking over you, give all your worries and all your cares up to God, because He does care about you. You know, it's funny, when we think about animals, we don't really see them in a heightened state of stress. And whenever a human is highly activated, they usually go into fight or flight response. And for a lot of people right now, there's a lot of post-traumatic stress that is being triggered just by the way of the world and the unknowns of what's going on with how different countries are navigating and what they're doing to go through the next stages or phases or whatever you want to call it, to the next place as far as what it is that is happening. But think about this. When you really feel this anxiety rising up in your body, rising up in your heart, try this little exercise. Imagine yourself in a boat, or maybe you're standing on a pier and you've got a fishing rod, a fishing pole in your hand. Now, whatever is bothering you, just take that and put that on the fishing line. Bait the line with whatever is bothering you. And then just say, literally just say, I want to cast this problem because I know you care. I know you care what happens to me. And then picture yourself just casting the line, watching it being swallowed up by the sea of God's love. Stop worrying. Start trusting. Help yourself break the cycle of worry by replacing it with the habit of prayer. Just by praying on something and replacing this worry with prayer, you can create energy that will transmute into something powerful, something good. Energies travel. Energies move. There have been scientific studies that show that people who pray actually are able to live longer. They're able to take that healing energy and help other people. There's so much power in prayer, and people forget to do this. They forget to do this for themselves. Use this powerful gift that you've been given to change your life the way that you would like to have your life change, and manifest what it is that you would like for your own life, creating what it is that you see and envision for your own true space of healing and peace and love and joy and all the things that you deserve. But keep in mind, don't sell your soul for these things that are not going to create good for you. Because by doing that, you're not helping yourself. You're bringing yourself further into the darkness. So get out of the darkness and rise to be the best version of yourself. There's a reason you're listening today. There's a reason you're listening to this message, because there's something that you need to hear that is going to help change what it is that you're doing right now. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to grow and manifest into the beautiful person that God intended you to be in your true, authentic space and form and self. When we go through our life, our journey, it is so, so important that we are really in our true self. Really in our true self, and we're surrounding ourselves with our true friends, our seventh power people, the people that love us for exactly who we are, how we show up in life, and they don't judge us for who we are. They lift us. They rise up with us. They're the ones that say, I believe in you. I trust you. I know you can do this. They're the ones that give us the gift of unconditional love. If you already have this in your life, it is a gift. Wrap your arms around it for as long as you have it. If you've never experienced it, continue to seek it out. You'll find it. Pray on it. It will manifest. If it's something that you had and you lost, hold on to what you had. It's okay. But know that it's not lost, because it's forever a part of who you are. It's forever in your heart, your soul, and your DNA. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I know for a lot of people that they're in a space of struggling because they just are looking for perfection. They're looking for something in the image of what they expect to be perfect. But I ask you, keep in mind that there is no perfect anything. No perfect person. There's no perfect situation. There's nothing that's perfect. There'll never be anything that's perfect. The only thing that there will ever be is imperfectly perfect. So knowing that, accept this about yourself, but also accept this about other people. Try not to expect something different from them, because they're not ever going to be perfect. So take a wiser approach to life and look at yourself and take away the judgment. Take away the judgment and appreciate what is positive, what is desirable, and do not concentrate on the negativity. Do this for yourself, do this for the people in your life, and just live with unconditional love to the best of your ability. And play that happy music. Play it loud. Sing. Dance. Be in a space of joy. And live your life to its fullest potential, whatever that means for you. It could mean so many different versions of so many different things for every single person listening today. Journal it out. But do that. Live the best version of your life. You deserve it. And you do have the ability to control what that is. Most times people think that it's something that's really big and magnificent, but in reality, it's really not, because our soul self doesn't need the external things to make us happy. Our peace, our love, our joy comes from within. It does not come from external. As we go into next week, I have Jessie on Nichols George, who will be coming back. She is the author of The Code Journey, and we are going to have an intimate conversation around good versus evil energies that are transmitting throughout the world. We're going to take a deeper dive into what this feels like energetically, how it affects highly sensitive people, and what you can do to protect yourself and what to expect as we go into the years ahead. So you won't want to miss this really important, engaging interview. We are going to cover so many things and probably shed some light on things that maybe you didn't know about, but in a gentle way that will help you understand some of what is occurring in the world. So I hope that you'll take the time to spend with me during this very important interview and conversation around what it is that we're experiencing in the world, how we can navigate, and how we can move forward. She has a lot to offer, a lot to say, and I know it's going to be riveting and so, so important for everybody in this audience to hear. So take the time to listen to this interview. And as always, I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. And as always, live your life with authenticity. Live in your authentic space and live your life in peace. This is Catherine Daniels reminding you to retreat to peace, and we'll see you next time.